欢迎收看今天的 A 加，我们今天看到这个 Soda Bar 饮料吧。Hey Clayton.
Hey Jenny, are you working at a soda bar?
Yes, and which one do you like? We have Coke, we have Sprite and Fanta.
I think I'll just have a Coke.
Sure, no problem.
Wow, this machine is great.
Yep. And it has music.
Wow, it plays music when you get your drink. Wow, yeah. Thanks.
没有错，我们今天呢又来到这个可口可乐博物馆。我们今天就要来看看呢可口可乐它有什么妙用，而且呢可口可乐的瓶子可以制作成什么东西呢？
Well, let's find out about it in today's reading and conversation.
Always Coca-Cola. Conversation A.
Some people love Coke so much that they find new ways to use it. Some drink warm Coke with ginger to keep colds away. Others use it to water plants. They think that it can make grass greener. Coke can even be used in cooking. It is said that Coke makes meat juicier.
Some people love Coke so much that they have found new ways to use it.
没有错，有一些人呢，他非常的喜欢可口可乐，所以呢，他就找了一些新的方法呢，来这个使用这个可口可乐。那在这一句话当中呢，我们也看到一个句型，就是 so that。So that 就是如此怎么样，以至于如何。那 so 这个字呢，在后面你可以加上形容词或者是副词。举例来讲，你可以说哦，我好喜欢看这个 A 加这个节目，以至于呢，我每天都会收看。你就可以说 I like A plus show so much that I watch it every day.
Well, some people really like Coke, and what they found is a new way to drink it.They add ginger to it, and then they drink it warm. Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting. 有一些人呢，他会呢加上 ginger. 什么是 ginger 呢？就是姜的意思。然后又把这个姜呢加入 warm Coke 温的可乐里面。So why would they drink Coke warm and add ginger to it?
They drink it this way to keep.Colds away. Now here, cold doesn't mean you feel cold. It means you're sick. So if you have a cold or you catch a cold, that means you get sick. Maybe you will have a headache. Maybe you will sneeze. Maybe you'll cough.
没有错，在这里呢 cold 这个字它是名词，就是感冒的意思，跟我们平常学到它是形容词寒冷不一样哦。那感冒你可以说 have a cold 或者是 catch a cold。 那感冒会有哪些症状呢？比方说你会 headache 头痛，或者是呢你会有这个 sneeze 你会呢这个打喷嚏，或者是 cough 咳嗽都有可能。
SoIf it keeps colds away, that means that by drinking Coke with ginger, you won't get a cold.
没有错，这边呢我们看到了 keep something away 这个动词片语，就是远离什么东西的意思。Keep something away. 像这边呢，如果你喝温的可乐呢，加上这个 ginger 姜呢，就可以 keep colds away, 就可以远离感冒。哎 ，Clayton， 我突然想到一个谚语，哎，就是说 an apple a day keeps the doctor away， 这是什么意思呢
？Well, it just means that if you eat an apple every day, you will be healthy and you won't have to see the doctor.
哦，原来呢，这边是认为苹果是非常的有益健康的一个这个水果，所以呢，如果你每天吃一个苹果的话，你就不用去看医生了。Probably you will keep colds away too.
Right. So people drink Coke with ginger to keep colds away. What else do people do with Coke? Well, they water their plants with it.
Wow.
Now water here is a verb. So when you water a plant, that means you give water to the plant. But these people give Coke to their plants.
这边呢我们看到这个 water plants 的话就是、浇花浇这个植物的意思。那 water 在这边是当一个动词就是浇水的意思。那这里呢我们不是用水哦可是用可乐来浇这个花。And what would it make、the plants?
Well, it makes the plants and grass greener. Now, here, green...we know is an adjective. If we put er on the end, it just means more green. You can do this with other colors too. You can say red or redder, blue or bluer.
这边非常有趣哦。如果呢你用可乐来浇这些 plant, 这些植物的话呢这些植物就会 greener. 我们知道 green 是绿色的意思。那 greener 呢就是比较绿比较翠绿那其他颜色也可以啊比方说诶比较红你就可以说 redder 那你说比较蓝你就可以说 bluer
Now here's something else that is interesting It is said that Coke makes meat juicier Now if we say it is said that that just means that all we have heard that this is true
没有错我们这边看到了 it is said that 那这什么意思呢就是据说的意思那后面会接一个句子像在这边呢他说呢据说 Coke makes meat juicier 那个可乐呢会让这个肉类呢 juicier Now what is juicier?
Well juice we know is watery stuff inside something So if something becomes juicier that just means itHas more juice in it.
Right. 这边呢我们看到了 juicy, 就是多汁的。你可以用来形容蔬菜水果或者甚至是肉类多汁。那我们也知道这个字的名词其实就是果汁的意思就是 juice.
So, Coke has a lot of different uses. I hope you've learned a few of them. Stay with us. There is more to come.
Coca-Cola. Conversation B.
Drugstores looked like this 100 years ago?
Yeah. People used to buy Coke in those places.
Hey, this toy motorcycle...is made of Coke cans.
Cool! And they used Coke cans to make this doll's hair.
I didn't know we could use cans in so many different ways.
Everything has its uses.
Matt 跟 Sally 他去的这个可口可乐博物馆真是有趣原来一开始这个可口可乐啊并不是在餐厅或者是在饮料店里面卖耶
Yeah, the first place that Coke was sold was in drugstores Now a drugstore is a place where you go to buy medicine
这个 drugstore 是一个名词就是药局药房的意思而 drug 这个字呢它就是药品
Right. So a long time ago, people used to buy Coke in drugstores. Now used to, we just use these words to talk about something in the past.
没有错我们这里呢看到这个 used to do something.那 used to do something 的意思就是我过去如何如何那你这样讲的同时呢也在讲说哎，我现在已经不这么做了那这边这句话的意思就是说哎，人们呢原来 used to buy coke in drugstores 人们原来过去呢是在这个药局呢买这个可口可乐的 And could you give us some examples using used to do something?
Sure there used to be a restaurant here, but now it's gone.
啊，这边原来呢有这个餐厅，可是现在已经没了。And for another example, I used to go to the gym, and but now I don't.
Right. So it's something you did in the past, but now you don't do. But there's another meaning for used to, as in be used to doing something. Now, if you are used to doing something, it's something you usually do, and it's normal for you. You have no problems with it.
没有错，这边呢有一个跟 used to do something 很相似的片语，就是 be used to doing something。要注意哦，它后面是加动词 ing， 加的是动名词。那 be used to doing something 的意思呢，就是习惯做什么。比方说呢，哎，我习惯晚餐后呢去散个步，你就可以说 I am used to taking a walk after dinner。I am used to taking a walk after dinner.
Or, for example, Mr. Brown is used to waking up early because he's a farmer.
哦，这边呢，刚刚 Clayton 举了另外一个例子，他说呢，这个 Brown 先生呢，他习惯早起，因为呢，他是一个农夫。
So here's something interesting. Matt and Sally see something in the Coke restaurant.It is a motorcycle, and it is made of Coke cans. That means that someone took empty cans of Coke and cut them to make a motorcycle.
Wow, 这边呢我们看到了这一句话，他说呢 ,there is a toy motorcycle made of Coke cans.那这个 be made of something 呢，就是用什么东西做成的。像这边呢，他说就有个玩具摩托车呢，是用这个可口可乐瓶子做成的。那举别的例子来讲，我们这边呢有看到这个 bottle， the bottle is made of glass， right？
Right。
那另外呢，我们继续下来看呢，他这边就说，哎，甚至呢还有这个 cans 这些罐子呢，做成 doll's hair 这个洋娃娃的头发耶。
So that's why Matt says I didn't know we could use Coke cans in so many different ways. Now what he means is people do a lot of different things with Coke cans.
好，我们这边看到了 way 这个字呢，是一个名词，就是方法、方式的意思。那这边他说 in so many different ways， 就是以这么多不同的方法。那我们讲 in 什么什么 way， 就是以什么方法的意思。而这句话呢，他是说，哎，我不知道可以以这么多不同的方法来使用可口可乐的瓶子。
So for example， the hero found a way.To save the girl.
刚刚呢 ，Clayton 给了另外的例子呢，也是方法。那 way to do something 呢，就是做什么什么事情的方法。像刚刚 Clayton 的例子，就是说，哎，那个英雄呢，找到了一个方法来拯救这个女生。
Way can also mean direction. For example, which way should I go?
Clayton 好像迷路耶，他说 Which way should I go? 这个 way 呢也是方向或者是道路的意思，诶，我应该走哪一条路啊？
Right. Now there's one more way that we can use the word way, and that is no way. You say this when you really don't want to do something. You say no way.
没有错，我们平常讲不要，你讲 no 就可以了。可是如果你想说哦，绝对不行，绝对不要的话，你就可以讲 no way.
Right. Okay, everybody. That's it for today's lesson, but there is more to come. Word power is coming up, so stick around.
我们来看看 word power 吧。
Word power.
Okay, our second day of Coca-Cola word power. And our first word is way. Way.
Way, 名词，方式，方法。
My sister can cook eggs in different ways.
我姐呢，会用不同的方式来料理鸡蛋。
She can fry them, she can boil them, she can even make egg salad.
哇哦，他会用煎的，会用水煮的，甚至呢会做鸡蛋沙拉耶。
Next word, keep away. Keep away.
Keep away 是一个片语，就是使什么什么远离的意思。
His big dog keeps thieves away.
哇哦，他的大狗呢让小偷不敢靠近。
They must be scared. Next word, used to. Used to.
Used to, 片语，过去常常做。
I used to walk to school, but now I take the bus.
我过去呢是走路上学，不过现在我是搭公车。
Be made of, be made of.
Be made of 也是一个片语，它就是由什么做成的。
My doghouse is made of wood.
我的狗屋呢是用木头做成的。
Okay, everybody, that's it for Word Power, but do not go away.
Always Coca-Cola.
Some people love Coke so much that they find new ways to use it. Some drink warm Coke with ginger to keep colds away. Others use it to water plants. They think that it can make grass greener. Coke can even be used in cooking. It is said that Coke makes meat juicier.
Drugstores looked like this 100 years ago?
Yeah, people used to buy Coke in those places.
Hey, this toy motorcycle is made of Coke cans.
Cool, and they used Coke cans to make this doll's hair.
I didn't know we could use Coke.Cans in so many different ways.
Everything has its uses.
Review time.
Okay, today we have a special review time for you.We have just one question, and that is, from what you know in today's reading and conversation, what can people use Coke for?
我们今天要做的复习时间很特别哦。那我们就是问一个问题，这个问题就是说，可口可乐可以用来干嘛？那等一下呢，我们会有五个选项，你就根据文章的内容来决定这些选项呢，是正确的还是错误的。
Okay.So, do people use Coke for keeping colds away?
哦，用可口可乐来这个避免，来远离这个感冒。It's true.
Yeah, they do. They drink it warm with ginger to keep colds away. Okay, next one. What about washing their hair? Do people wash their hair with Coke?
用可口可乐来洗头发。No.
No, 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 no. Next one. How about...Making meat juicier.
哦，让这个肉呢会比较鲜美多汁 juicier. True.
Yes, people do that. What about watering plants? Do people use Coke for that?
大家会不会用这个可口可乐来浇花浇植物呢？ Yes.
Yes, some people do. And what about cooking hot pot? A nice Coke hot pot. How about that, eh?
用这个可口可乐来煮火锅 ,hot pot. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. Okay, everybody, I hope you did well on today's special question. But stick around, there's more.
living phrases.
It's said that dogs are people's best friends.
That's true. I have 2 dogs myself.
It's said that dog lovers usually have a kind heart.
That's true too. I usually try to help people.
In Chinese culture, it's said that dogs can bring people good luck.
Really? So I guess I'm very lucky.
You could be even luckier if you keep another one.
What do you mean?
I am going away for a few days. Can you take care of my dog?
It's said that friends can be good or bad. Now I finally get it.
Just for fun!
So, we have some tongue twisters for you this month, too. We're going to try and get your tongue tied in a knot with these difficult tongue twisters.
Oh, wait, Clayton. Let me drink a little water so I'm ready.
Good idea.
Okay.
Okay. Angie, maybe you can read it the first time.
Fred saw 5 fat frogs flying past fast.
Okay, wait. I have a complaint. Frogs don't fly. Why does it say frogs here?
Because they're using F words.
Oh.
Like Fred, 5, fat, flying, and it's fun.
Okay, so we've got a lot of F words. So that's why we put flying, not running or jumping. Let me try it a little bit faster. Fred saw 5 fat frogs flying past fast.
That was pretty good. Okay, my turn. Fred saw 5 fat frogs flying past fast.
Oh, good. Wow. This time I'm going to try saying it twice. Maybe that will be harder, because this one is kind of short. Fred saw 5 fat frogs flying past fast. Fred saw 5 frogs. No, doing it twice is hard. How about you try?
Okay, but don't laugh. Fred saw 5 fat frogs flying past... Fred saw 5... This is hard!
It's hard when you do it twice, right? Okay, I'm going to try it one more time. Fred saw 5 fat frogs flying past fast. Fred saw 5 fat frogs flying past fast.
I think the hard part is with the P word. It's just thrown in there with all of those other F words.
Okay, well... Why don't you try? Maybe you can get it twice fast.
Okay, I'll give this one my best shot. Okay, here goes. Fred saw 5 fat frogs flying past fast. Fred saw 5 fat frogs flying past fast!
Yeah, you did it!
Yay!
Good job, Angie!
Thanks.
Okay, well, we hope you did well too, listeners. That's it for today's tongue twister, but don't go away.